Hi, this is the owner of the red van that you put the note on. 41203. My name is Alf. Hello?
Hello, Alf?
Alvin.
Oh, Alf. Hey, I left a note in your car a couple days ago.
Yes.
And, I just wanted to say sorry about that. I left that ding in your windshield.
Where did you hit it? Was that the passenger side rear?
Oh, no. It was the driver's side where I left the note. Like, as I was leaving the note, my fingernails and rings and stuff on my hand scratched your window as I was leaving the note.
Oh. But where did you say you dinged my car?
Is ding the proper word? Maybe I misused that word. I don't know. It's just my class ring hit the window as I was leaving the note.
Why were you leaving the note?
To tell you about the ding.
And where was the ding?
It's in the window as I was leaving the note. My class ring, it got turned around backwards, and it just kind of scraped along the window as I left.
Hold on just a second, okay?
Okay.
I'm somewhat confused, right? Because you said you scratched the window while you were leaving the note.
Yeah.
And why were you leaving the note?
To tell you about the scratch in the window that I left in the window with my class ring. Just kind of scratched as I was leaving the note.
But I didn't see the scratch on the windshield.
Oh, maybe it's not that deep then. I have sensitive eyes, and maybe they just saw it. It's not really there.
But I was just curious as to why you were leaving the note.
Oh, to tell you about the ding that I left in the windshield.
I'm still confused. Why were you putting, you said you were in the process of putting the note on the car when you accidentally scratched the windshield.
Yeah, so
And I'm just trying to find out why were you leaving the note if you didn't.
Well, it's kind of the right thing to do, you know, when you scratch someone's windshield.
I understand all that, but I'm just saying, you said you scratched the windshield while you were leaving the note, and I'm trying to figure out why you left the note.
Well, I had to leave a note so you'd know how to call me.
Yeah, but why were you scratching the window? How did the scratch in the windshield happen?
Well, that was an accident. I accidentally scratched it while I was leaving the note.
We're going around in circles here.
I know. I don't understand how you don't understand this.
You left me a note because you accidentally scratched my windshield. But why were you putting the note on the car in the first place? If you hadn't been putting the note on the car in the first place, you wouldn't have scratched the window.
Yeah, it's almost like a paradox.
So I'm just trying to understand, why were you putting the note on the car in the first place?
Well, I had to let you know about the ding that happened from my ring hitting your window.
I'm not understanding this. If you had not put the note on the car, you wouldn't have scratched the window.
Yeah, I wish I hadn't now, because... Oh, my God. Why can't you understand this? I mean, really, it's so simple.
Oh, my God. Why can't you understand it?
God, are you dumb?
I'm not trying to be persnickety, but if you hadn't been putting a note on the car, you wouldn't have scratched the window.
I know. I wish I hadn't.
So why were you putting a note on the car?
Well, it's just the right thing. It's the right thing to do, you know? Like, if you...
I understand that, but you had to scratch the window first.
This is like the chicken and the egg thing, isn't it? The argument.
No, it's not. You went to put the note on the car, and while you were in the process of putting the note on the car, you scratched the window.
Right.
And I'm trying to figure out, why were you putting the note on the car? Why did you scratch the window in the first place? And you said because you were putting a note on the car. And I'm saying, why were you putting a note on the car? I understand why you put a note on the car, and I respect the fact that you figured that you did some damage and you were letting me know. That's a very honest thing to do. But I'm trying to figure out why you put it on the... If you hadn't put the note on the car, you wouldn't scratch the windshield. So I'm just trying to figure out why you went to do that in the first place. I thought that maybe you had accidentally bumped the car, and then that's why you were... Because I seen some ding in the back of my car.
Oh, no, that wasn't me. I don't even own a car.
Yeah, I work in a parking lot. I work near a parking lot, and that happens frequently. It was something that I hadn't seen before, and I looked all over the car, and I couldn't find anything.
Oh, no, it's just on the window. Just on the right where I left the note. I think maybe when I originally left the note, it was just a blank piece of paper. But then when my ring hit the windshield, it just kind of filled in by itself with my number and the apology note. Have you ever seen Back to the Future 2?
No.
Oh, never mind then. I'm sorry about the ding. But you say you don't see anything on the window?
I didn't see anything on the window.
Okay. Well, that's good. I must have just...
If the note was about the window, then everything is fine.
Okay, maybe the rain washed it off. Maybe it was just kind of a mark and the rain just washed it off.
All right, then. Thanks, Roy.
All right, well, thank you. Have a nice day.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
You're listening to The Snowplow Show.
Hey there, everybody. You're listening to the Snowplow Show for September 17th, 2018. This is episode 499, only one episode away from the 500th episode, which is going to be a very small best of show. A while back, I asked the listeners what they wanted to hear on a compilation show, and I got a ton of suggestions. I still haven't gone through them all yet on the Facebook and on the Twitter, but I am going to finish that up, and I'm going to try and get that out this week. And the point of the 500th episode is going to be for new listeners. If they want to know what the Snowplow Show is about, you know, if they ask what's a good episode to start listening on, we can send them to the 500th episode, and that one should give them a clear idea of what to expect from the show, minus the long intros like this one, and minus the voicemails. Or maybe I'll throw one voicemail in. I don't know how I'm going to do it. All I've done is write a bunch of notes about what's going to be in that episode. Anyway, this is a show where we call up people and say weird things to them and see how they react. And sometimes it's funny, sometimes it's not. This episode is brought to you by Neekish, Stan Trucker, Cody No Name, B.I. Eber for Life, and King Richard. Thank you, all five of you, for sponsoring this episode. We had a PLA meetup this week. Or last week, technically. It was on Saturday. And it was pretty amazing. A lot of people showed up, like all the main people from Prank Call Nation and Calls of Mass Confusion. Almost everybody was there. Dwight was there, Carlito, Jag TV, me and Laugh Track Matt, Giad, like all these people I've been wanting to meet for years was there. And not just Prank Call hosts, like Wasted Memory was there, Legend was there. I've been wanting to meet Legend for about two decades now. So that was pretty crazy to finally get to meet Legend. Most importantly of all, I got to meet Laugh Track Matt's mom, and she signed my PLA book. That was the best part of the whole trip, and there was just a ton of people there. I can't remember all the names. I'm terrible at remembering names, so I am sorry I'm not mentioning everybody. I think there could have been 30 people there. It was definitely between 20 and 30, somewhere in there, because people were coming, they just, like, show up for a little bit and say hi, and then they would leave. Like, this one guy, was his name Jerry, or was it Randy? He came in with an old caller ID box, like one of those old ones from the 90s, and he had me sign his caller ID box, and he chatted with us for just a few minutes, and then he left. Why did he leave? Why didn't he hang out? Maybe he had to go to work or something, I don't know. Someone else did that too, they just showed up for a few minutes, they said hi, I think they took a picture with me and maybe some other people, and then they took off. Incognito was there, he made cards for us and gave those to a bunch of the hosts. Casey Jones gave me a really cool drawing of a cactus beige boxing. Patrick made these 3D printed PLAcon badges for a bunch of us, and unfortunately there wasn't enough to go around. Damn it, Patrick. But no, they're really cool. It's a PLA bell, and it's full color, and then you turn it around on the back and it says PLAcon 2018, Roy, New Mexico. And I think maybe like 10 people got one, and sorry everyone else that didn't get one. But I know I wasn't expecting such a big turnout for this thing. I don't think anyone else was either. During the first hour there, me and Matt, we got there about noon, and people were already sending pizzas to the bar, and probably making prank calls to the bar. I didn't hear about any prank calls, but I would be really surprised if they weren't getting prank calls. But we counted at least 20 delivery people bringing in pizzas and Chinese food and, you know, just whatever else. And the bartender people, they did not seem happy with us. That, like, they were not too amused by it. But they didn't kick us out. They didn't say anything. And I guess legend, he asked one of the pizza guys what the pizza was. And it was like triple jalapenos and, you know, just really gross pizzas. Like stuff that nobody would like. Because if they would have made a good pizza, we may have paid for it and just ate it. Because we were getting pretty hungry there. There was no food at this place. So thanks, whoever did that, for not at least sending good fake orders that we could pay for. And Giad, he felt bad enough about it that he took up a collection to give the bartenders a nice tip. And a lot of us put a little bit of money in and gave them a tip for putting up with us and not kicking us out, because that was really nice of them. Thanks, bartenders over at the Emporium. The meetup lasted from about noon until about 5, and 5 hours was way too short. I feel like I didn't get to visit with everyone that much because of the large turnout and the short amount of time. So next time we do this, it's got to be like an 8-hour event. We're not going to rush off to the hotel at exactly 5 p.m. Not that we rushed off to the hotel. I ended up spending about 90 minutes driving around in Chicago traffic, which was really, really slow. So I got to the hotel really late because everybody, like all the hosts, they got hotel rooms together and they were going to try and do a show, but I guess the show didn't work out and I wouldn't have been able to be a part of it anyway because I got there so late. I only got to hang out like 30 minutes at the hotel, maybe 45, but it wasn't a very long time. I didn't get to meet Riley until I got to the hotel because he's not quite 21 yet, so he couldn't go to this bar. That's another thing. It sucks that the venue we picked was a 21 and older thing. Which didn't stop this mother from bringing her kid in and having him, you know, meet me and take a couple pictures. That was pretty funny. But it sucks. I didn't get to hang out with Riley that much, but that's okay, because tomorrow he is on his way back down south, and he's passing right through my town that I'm in right now, here in corporate sabbatical land, and we're going to have some lunch together, so we'll get to catch up then. But I didn't spend the night there. I left at, like, 9:30 or something, and drove back here for 5 hours. I was really tired by the time I got here. I almost fell asleep and killed myself. I got a ton of new signatures in my PLA book, so that's kind of nice, because Laugh Track Matt, he was kicking my ass with getting more signatures than me. I was very jealous of that, because everybody goes to visit Laugh Track Matt. Nobody ever comes to visit me. So now I still don't have as many signatures as Matt, but I'm catching up, I think. And I don't think Laugh Track Matt has a signature from his mom. So take that, Laugh Track Matt. And I got to sign other people's books. We all signed each other's books, like their yearbooks. This one guy, he flew in from San Diego, and he was wearing one of those bootleg PLA hats that Richard was selling on eBay a few weeks ago or a month ago, if you guys remember that. And he told me that he found me from the Do You Know Who Jason Segel Is podcast when I posted a prank call on their Reddit page. And most of you probably don't remember that, but I did this weird thing on the beginning of a show not too long ago where I called up a Walmart and I got her to get on the radio and ask everybody if they knew who Jason Segel was, and there were weird sound effects, and I was basically copying this other podcast known as Do You Know Who Jason Segel Is, which I just heard about a few months prior to that from a caller on the PLA show, and I started listening to that show and I became a fan of it. I've listened to almost every episode now. I'm a little bit behind right now, but because of that guy that called into the PLA show and told me about the Jason Segel podcast, some guy flew in from San Diego. I think he holds the record for the longest trip to Chicago. We had people coming from Louisiana, Ohio, Pennsylvania, a few from around Chicago, I think Indiana, Kentucky, but this guy, San Diego, he flew in from San Diego. That's crazy. Why would you waste that kind of money to come and see us? And his name completely escapes me right now. Sorry, Jason Segel person. But thanks for coming to the meetup. I wish I'd brought a bunch of lapel pins with me, but I didn't know this meetup was even going to happen. I was just going up there to see Laugh Track Matt, maybe to be on the Party Time show with Matt and Zax. But then G-Ad's coming, and then Jag TV's coming. Next thing I know, Carlito and Dwight are coming to this thing. And then it's a public meetup, and we're announcing it on our shows, and it got completely out of control. But holy crap, it was fun. Oh yeah, but what I was saying, I wish I would have brought something, you know, for people that came to the meetup. I have a giant box of PLA lapel pins still that you can buy still over on phonelosers.bandcamp.com. I think that's the URL. I would have loved to give one of those to everybody, but all I had was two of them, and I gave two of them away. I gave one of them to Patrick. He's the one that made the PLA lanyard things for us, the 3D printed things. And I gave the other one to somebody else, but I can't remember who. Sorry. whoever you are. Hope you enjoy the lapel pin. But all I had was a few PLA stickers to give away, maybe 20 tops. And they were crappy stickers. They weren't even cool stickers. They were the old Snowplow Show stickers and the Obey the Cactus stickers. So damn it, I didn't have anything to give away to people. I posted as many pictures as I could during the meetup. Bucket of Walnuts. That's the Jason Siegel guy's name. I just remembered that because I was thinking about how I posted a lot of pictures on the Twitter, and I remember writing his name in there, Bucket of Walnuts. He's the one that came all the way from San Diego. I think that's his name. I'm too lazy to go check right now. But I posted a lot of pictures on twitter.com/phonelosers and a few on my own Facebook page. And everybody else that was there, they did too, most of them anyway. And Laugh Track Matt, he did a lot of live streams throughout the day. I thought Jag TV was going to be live streaming, but he didn't. What the hell, Jag TV? I thought you were a live streamer. This is bullshit. You're not live streaming our thing. But in the show notes of today's show, I will try to provide links to a bunch of Laugh Track Matt's live streams if you want to watch those. They're all on Facebook. I think maybe some of them are on YouTube. And I'll put links in there to other people's pictures and videos and stuff, if they made any. If they're public, I mean. Giad also had me film a bunch of stuff, because he's going to make some sort of a video about the meetup. So he gave me a bunch of questions I had to answer, and I had to film a video at 5 in the morning as I was getting ready to leave for Chicago, when I was really tired and I did not feel like making a video. So hopefully that will be up soon somewhere. It was a great meetup, though. Thanks, everybody, for showing up at the Chicago meetup. And hanging out and playing video games with us and pool. It was fun. We got to do this again next year. Or maybe before next year. You know, next week, I'm going to be in Denver. Any of you guys in Denver? Also, sorry there wasn't more of an announcement for this. But like I said, this was not planned. We just kind of threw this all together at the very last minute. I know some people were complaining that we didn't give them enough notice, so they weren't able to ask off work or set up plane tickets or anything to come out. So we would have had a larger turnout if we would have let people know ahead of time. But we didn't know it was going to happen until like 2 weeks before it happened. So don't blame us.
It's the Mickey Mouse talking phone.
This is Mickey Mouse.
Mickey, come over for a party. You call down that.
Okay.
With the Mickey Mouse talking phone, the battery is not included.
This is Donald Duck.
It's Donald. Come on over.
With a Mickey Mouse talking phone, you can call 6 different Disney characters.
Yup, you guessed it. I'm Goofy.
Hi, Goofy.
Mickey Mouse talking phone from Hasbro's preschool division.
I've got a list of numbers here. It's a list on paper. Here. You hear that? It's paper. And this was given to me at the Chicago meetup by Vandershire. He's like, here, Arby, I've got this present for you. It's a list of people who've had deliveries by FedEx recently. And by recently, I mean on May 1st of this year. So, you know, like pretty much forever ago. But it has their names. It has addresses. It doesn't have names on all of them. And it doesn't have phone numbers on all of them. But it has phone numbers on some of them. So I'm going to call numbers from this list and say, hey there, it's FedEx. Guess what? There's a problem. Hey there, can you hear me?
Hello? Hello?
Oh, hi. This is Roy. I'm with FedEx. I delivered a package to you back on May 1st. Over on Hill Road.
Okay.
And they say we need to give you the original package, because the one we gave you was a 3D printed copy.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, we were trying out this new thing, and apparently we're not allowed to do that according to regulations and all that. The package that you received, it was a copy. It was a 3D printed copy. So it 3D printed.
What was in the copy? What was the package?
Well, we haven't opened it yet. We just have a bunch of the original packages for everyone sitting here. But we 3D printed everyone's packages and just gave you guys copies. So it would have 3D printed everything that's in the box. And you probably wouldn't have been able to even tell. So I don't see what the big deal is, but they're saying we have to give you the original.
Okay.
Because all you got was a copy.
So what do you need from me?
Well, for one thing, I need to apologize and ask you to just forgive us for doing this. We didn't know we weren't supposed to do that.
Okay.
Do you accept the apology?
I'm not even sure I know that this is truly FedEx.
Oh, no, it definitely is. We have your original package here. I can go ahead and schedule it for delivery.
Who's it from?
I don't have it here. I have a list here of everyone's packages that we 3D copied. And yours is one of them. It has your address here.
Huh.
And, do you want the original? If you want, we can just destroy it and we'll throw it away. We don't have to bring it to you. Because you basically got whatever it was.
Why don't you give me your manager's number and I'll give him a call?
What makes you think it's a him? Why are you assuming his gender?
Or a her.
Okay.
Could be a her. I'm okay with that.
Okay. Settle down. Don't yell at me.
Oh, goodbye.
It'd be... Hello? Well, that was stupid and didn't work. Why did I think that was going to go anywhere? But you know I'm going to try it one more time. I can't just not try that again.
Hello?
Hey there. This is Roy from FedEx. I delivered you a package back in on May 1st this year.
Yeah?
Over there on Farm Road.
What package?
I don't know. It was May 1st. It says you received a package on May 1st.
I don't remember. I mean, that was a while back, but...
Okay, all right. You don't need to yell at me. My manager wanted me to just call and apologize to you.
Because of why?
I peed on your doorknob.
Oh, how nice.
I'm sorry. Hello. Ma'am. It says we're still connected. I think she clicked over or something. No, there it goes. We're disconnected now. And now when I'm calling it, it's saying that the number is busy. So I guess I'm done with that one, too. I'm just messing all of these up.
Hello? Susie, can I help you?
Hey, Susie. This is Roy from FedEx. I delivered a package to you back on May 1st, 2018.
Okay.
And my manager wanted me to call and apologize to you.
Where was the package I've been coming from?
Oh, I don't know. It doesn't tell me that on this on the computer here. It just has your number and your address over on Devonshire and your name.
Okay.
But I'm the one that delivered it on May 1st.
Okay.
And my manager wanted me to call you and apologize.
Okay.
So I'm very...
What for?
Because I peed on your doorknob.
Oh, lovely. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Are you accepting the apology? Because I really am sorry. I realize now that it's the wrong thing to do.
No, I'm not accepting the apology.
Why not?
Because that's beyond rude. Why
would
you do something like that?
It just seemed funny at the time. I don't know. But she hung up, and we had a terrible connection. I was trying to give her a sincere apology, and she hangs up on me.
Hello?
Hey there. It's Roy from FedEx. I delivered a package to your house over there in our way back on May 1st.
Okay.
And my manager said I need to call you up and let you know that I actually delivered you a copy of your package, a 3D printed copy. And we kept the...
Of what package? I'm confused.
It was on, I don't know what was in it, May 1st, 2018. And, it was, yeah, we delivered a package to your house on number eight way.
Okay.
You don't remember getting a package on May 1st?
May? We're in September? No, of course not.
Okay, well, hey, don't yell at me. I'm just calling to apologize for what we did. And ask if you would like us to send you the original.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Why would you send something that isn't the original?
We have this new 3D printing technology. We're able to put it into the 3D printer, and it scans your package and makes an exact copy of the package and everything inside of it. So we were sending those out. It was, you know, just to protect your package from getting lost, and we just store the originals here at the warehouse.
I'm completely confused. I have no idea what you're talking about. Why would, if somebody bought a package, why would you send them a copy? That sounds like fraud to me.
No, it's not fraud, because we weren't doing anything with it. It's still sitting here. It's unopened. But apparently, we're not allowed to... What?
I'm sorry. I'm still confused. I don't know what the package is, who it came from. or if someone sent a package, why you guys would copy it and send the copy. That makes no sense to me.
Yeah.
That sounds completely 100% like fraud.
It's like not criminal fraud.
Like if someone's, but I don't understand, explain to me how if a company gives you guys a package to deliver to me, why you don't deliver exactly that package. That's what I'm confused about. Why would you make a copy of anything?
We basically did. It's a facsimile. You can't tell the difference. It's like getting a photocopy of a paper instead of the paper. But whatever was in your package, we copied it. And it can copy
anything. But we don't know what's in the package, and neither do I, so.
Okay, so I guess it doesn't matter. Should I just go ahead and throw this original away?
No, because I don't know what it is. If you had to deliver something to me, deliver it. Well, don't deliver a copy.
You're saying you don't even
care. I don't understand this.
Yeah, we're not going to do the copy thing
But I don't
anymore.
Know what it is.
Okay, so it doesn't matter then, right? Like, you received the copy of the package.
I have no idea. If you have something for me, send it and bring it to my home. Don't send me copies. Don't send me printer. Just send the actual package.
Okay,
so if you still have something that belongs to me, send it to me immediately.
I don't know why
you guys would do this. It makes no sense.
Okay, it's just something
it's
we were trying out.
It's quite upsetting to hear this.
And you don't need to be an asshole about it. I'm just calling to find out if you want the original or if we should throw it away. And you're being an asshole.
Oh, you're cursing it. You're cursing at me. That's awesome. Is there a manager I can speak to?
No, I'm not cursing at you. I'm just saying you're being kind of an asshole.
You did. You just called me an asshole. I know. That's three times now that you've said it. So is there a manager that I can speak with, please?
He's...
From FedEx.
He's not
you're
here right
saying
now.
You're calling from FedEx, right?
Correct,
okay,
yeah.
Can I speak to someone else? Anybody else?
No, it's just me here in the office. The manager's out. He went to the video store.
So you're the only person in the FedEx office?
Well, there's
and
other
drivers. And you're calling to tell me this. I need somebody else. Right. No, I need a manager to call me then. I need somebody to call me who is a manager or a supervisor because this is quite disturbing.
Why
and the fact that you've said that to me three times is even more disturbing because it's really rude and disrespectful and completely unprofessional.
Well, I think it's disturbing that you feel the need to tattle on me like we're in fucking grade school.
And now an F word. Awesome.
What are you, six?
Is there a number that I can call to speak to somebody?
What is your problem with curse words? You're an adult. We're both adults. There's no kids in the room.
Because it's disrespectful because you're calling me from a business.
Okay, but you need to grow up. You need to grow up. You know,
I need to grow up. Awesome. Okay.
Words.
So is there a phone number that I can call to speak to somebody?
Yeah, just look on your caller ID and call the office back.
I don't have a caller ID. It says a number. It doesn't have a number. So if you have a number, please give me one so I can call back.
It shouldn't say unknown. Okay, it's area code 420-6969.
Yeah.
I don't see why you're throwing a tantrum about this. Because I was
now
just calling to apologize.
Tantrum?
Yeah, you are throwing a tantrum.
Okay.
Like
I am.
Else is
okay, I don't think you
way.
Know what a tantrum is. Right. I don't know. I don't think you know what it is, but that's okay. What's your name?
Yeah, well, you're afraid of curse words, so what do you know?
Oh, what is your name, sir?
I already told you. My name's Roy. Weren't you listening?
Roy. Wow, you're one of the rudest people I've ever talked to. Roy. Okay, so I can call this number and speak to a manager about how absolutely terrible you are. I can do that, 420-6969.
If you feel the need to tattle on me like you're a little kid and you're afraid of curse words, then sure, call back and tell the manager. He just went to the video store. He left maybe, I don't know, 5 minutes ago. He'll be back in 20 minutes. Oh, he hung up. Okay, he's gone. And I couldn't think of what my phone number is, you know, on the prank line. That's the number I'm calling from. It definitely does not show up as unavailable. Oh, see, there he is. He's calling right back. FedEx, this is Roy.
Hey, Roy, this is Diego calling back again. That number that you gave me is out of order.
Right, yeah.
Not
I was giving
number.
You a fake one because I knew you had caller ID, even though you said you didn't. So look at that. You have my number. You can call back. And
what is wrong with a person that works for FedEx? Or are you just somebody that's sitting around your house calling people? What's wrong with you, dude? Are you serious? You're an actual FedEx employee.
Of course I am. I don't see what your problem is.
Of course you are. Okay. When is a good time for me to speak to a manager?
In
about
20
wherever
minutes.
It is that you're calling
I was
calling
trying
from.
To tell you when you hung up on me very rudely. He's going to be back in about 20 minutes. He's at the video store returning a movie. Hello? Oh, and he hung up again. How fucking rude is that guy? Well, I'm glad the 3D package thing sort of worked out. He seemed to believe it. I didn't think anyone was going to believe that.
Hello.
Hi, Mrs. Bush.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Roy from FedEx. I made a delivery to your house back in May of this year. I don't know if you remember that, but I was there. I made a delivery.
I don't know. I don't remember that.
Okay. Well, geez, settle down. I'm pretty sure I got bed bugs from being on your porch. You guys have bed bugs? Because they jumped
in. Get fucked.
What? Did she say get fucked? Everyone's just hanging up on me for everything today. I thought that was going to be a great premise. Hey, Mrs. Bush. I wasn't trying to charge you guys for all the money I had to spend on bed bugs. I just wanted an apology, that's all. Ma'am? No, she's just going to sit there and avoid the issue, not face her problems head on like a man. Whatever. Guess I'll just hang up. Okay, I hung up. She was just sitting there, listening, like a creep. Hello, Carl. This is Roy from FedEx.
Hi.
Hey there. I delivered a package to your house back on May 1st over on Road.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure I got bed bugs. They must have jumped onto my shoes from your porch.
Bed bugs?
Yeah, bed bugs. They've pretty much infested my home, and I'm pretty sure they came from your home.
I don't have bed bugs.
Yeah, well, I do. I think they jumped onto my shoes and just kind of came home with me, and now I've had to spend all this money on exterminators and poisons, and it's been a mess at my house. I've had to throw away furniture. They never got into your
house? Okay. No, I don't have bed bugs.
Yeah, well,
I washed my sheet.
Yeah, but you did on the porch. Like, the bed bugs must have been on your porch, and they must have jumped onto my shoes.
Right, because bed bugs on my porch makes total sense.
Oh, no, that's how they work.
Uh-huh. Okay, so what do you want me to do?
Can you just apologize for giving me bed bugs and costing me over $500 in furniture and exterminator fees and stuff like that?
Sure. I'm sorry that I caused bed bugs to infest your house.
Okay, well, can you say it more sincere than that and don't be such an asshole? Because, I mean, that's all I'm asking.
No, because I'm going into work, so I'm sorry that you're going through this. I have my own shit that I'm going through, so.
Okay, that sounded more sincere. Thank you so much for saying that.
Yeah.
I feel better about you stealing all my money now on all this poisons and couches and it's been a mess. Like, what's the shit you've been going through? Like, is it worse than bed bugs?
Yeah, you don't need to worry about that.
Okay, well, you brought it up, so I'm just asking.
Yeah, and now I have to go to work. You're pissing me off. I need to go to work. You're intruding on my business.
Well, your bed bugs intruded on my home. Your bed bugs intruded on my home.
Look, I don't know who you are. Don't call me again.
I'm the FedEx guy, and there he goes. Well, he's the last person to answer. I've gone through this list twice now, and I've got quite a few here that did not answer, so I will be coming back to this list. Maybe I'll try them this evening or something, because I'm sure half these people are at work. Like, all of the area codes and prefixes are kind of similar, so I think these are home phones, so maybe they'll be more likely to be home in the evenings. Thank you for the list, though, Vandershire. That was a lot of fun. I wish I could remember where he said he got this list from. I think he said he found it on the street or something. Oh, here comes another call. I don't know who this is. FedEx, this is Roy.
Hey, Roy. Hey, this is Lisa calling from FedEx, and how are you doing today?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good. This is just really, really crazy. What station do you work out of?
I'm just a wacky morning DJ. I was just messing with those customers. I was just tricking them.
You did not.
Yes, I did. It was so funny. I just told this one guy.
It's not, though. He called here complaining that you were calling him names and stuff.
Oh, no. I didn't mean for that to happen. I was just having fun. I'm just drinking beers way too early in the morning. That's all.
Oh, my God. That is funny, not funny, right?
Well, it's totally funny to me, but I can understand how you might think it's not.
Yeah.
So I'll cut it
all
out.
All right. So you don't have a You don't have a package. There's no package or anything involved here.
Oh, no, nothing like that. Like, I just called this one guy, and I told him that I have bed bugs at my house, and I'm pretty sure they came from his porch when I delivered his package.
Oh, my God.
And he was not happy with me, but he did apologize to me, so that was nice of him.
Okay.
So you might get a call from him, too.
Okay. All right. No, the customer service called me, and I'm like, you know what? There's no Roy here. I don't know. I said, why don't you just give me his phone number, and I will call him myself. We'll just straighten this out right now.
Oh,
you know?
Man.
Yeah, so, okay.
I have caused a kerfuffle there, haven't I?
No, it's good. I mean, I wish I could have heard it, you know? Like,
Heard
you giving the guy, you know what? That would have been so funny.
If only I'd recorded it, I would definitely play it back for you.
Yes. Yeah, right?
Next time I do this, I'm going to record.
Okay.
But yeah.
All right. Well, thanks so much.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm glad you approve.
Bye.
Bye. Wow. What a great ending to today's show. I'm sure that was the guy that was afraid of curse words that called them and complained. That's so great. Okay, so yeah, I guess I'm done with these now. Thank you once again, Vandershire, for giving me this list. And even though I told that lady I'm going to cut it out, I probably won't. I'm going to finish up this list tonight or maybe tomorrow, and it's going to be great fun.
Hi, Brad. This is Bob Vance again.
Hey, Bob
Vance. I know I've left you a lot of messages, but I have a lot to say today, I guess.
Yeah, it's okay.
So I was listening to your last show, and you mentioned that you wanted to get time from a lawyer to help explain the prank phone calls and stuff.
Yep.
What I think would be a perfect way to do this, there's a guy that does a radio show out of Los Angeles. It's KFI, I think, something like that. KFI something, I don't know that. Anyways, his name's Handel, Bill Handel, and he's a attorney that does a show called Handel on the Law.
What a dumb name, and a dumb name for a show.
And it's,
I hate
he
it.
Calls it marginal legal advice, or legal advice role play, or something like that.
Now he's probably going to hear this, and he'll never do this for us, because I made fun of his dumb name.
And you can call in, and he gives you a free kind of like advice on what to do on the phone, so you could ask him maybe a quick question about the carding stuff or about whatever, and he'd probably say something funny. He's very I don't know, sassy and brash and interesting. So
Bill Handel, the sassy lawyer.
All right, bye.
That's
Brad.
Who he is.
Love your show. Thanks for everything. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye. Bob Vance. I will keep Mr. Handel in mind.
Hey, Brad. This is Colin from Tempe, Arizona. Is telling you to prank call recruiters, like military recruiters, and just tell them hilarious stuff. Like,
the hooters?
Know, like, ask them if they're hiring hackers, or, like, you know, if you're in a wheelchair, will that prevent you from joining? Anyway, just an idea.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to call Hooters and say hilarious things to them. It's going to be great. I can't wait to do that.
Hey, Brad, Lord of Veggies.
Hey.
So, I was doing some perusing on YouTube and came across some old videos I used to watch by a content creator called BBQ Dan the Man.
Yep.
See, a couple of his videos, he's showing a PLA logo on his GTA 5 profile.
That's crazy.
Videos are called GTA Harassment. One has Shia LaBeouf. The other one's called Can Somebody Pick Me Up? So if you have any answers to that, I'd like to know. Thank you.
I would guess that he is a member of the PLA GTA group thing.
All right, I have to hit the button.
Ah, what the hell? What was that? He interrupted me somehow. But yeah, there's the social club, the Rockstar social club thing, where we all get together and we play GTA together online. It's fun. And he must be a member of that. And that makes sense if he does videos called GTA Harassment. That he would be associated with us. I don't know the guy, though. Or, you know, maybe I've played GTA with him, but he might be on a different system. I have no idea. But if anyone finds those videos and wants to send me a link to them, I might watch them. Maybe.
Brad! Big Moist.
Hey.
So, I'm finally caught up to your shows, thanks to your 2-week vacation thing or whatever, and you finally pumped the brakes.
That's great.
Good, thank you. I want to let you know, is it still too late to get my ID card? Because I'm way behind on that, and I'm a patron, and I want an ID card.
Yeah. You're fucked.
Too late, it's cool.
You're fucked.
You might get a lot of sticky notes, not sticky notes, carding notes from...
Okay, let's pause this here. No, it is not too late to get a PLA ID card. If you want to get a PLA ID card, you have to be a member of the Patreon, and I'll put a link in today's show notes that gives you the page where the instructions are for this on Patreon. But no, you can definitely still get a PLA ID card if you'd like one.
Phoenix, Arizona, especially you. I've been leaving a lot of notes on cars, and I actually got caught leaving one note on this dude's car. It was a pretty funny situation, but yeah. Okay, that's it. Bye.
Well, yeah, thanks for not telling me about the funny situation. But I think he just said that he got caught putting a note on someone's car. And that reminds me, I forgot to mention at the beginning of today's show that you can still put carding notes out there. The phone number to use this year is 310-356-0801. Write a note that says, "Sorry I dinged your car, please give me a call, 310-356-0801. And sign the note as Roy and leave it on a car. And don't get yourself in trouble, don't do it on private property. That's the one thing that is apparently illegal. It's not illegal to do it on public property, but still, don't get caught doing it because you don't want any trouble, do you? Thanks a lot, Big Moist, for not telling me your funny story, just telling me that you have a funny story. Damn it.
Bradley, hey, man.
Hey.
What's going down?
Oh, you know.
Jack from Alaska here.
Doing voicemails.
Sorry, I gotta talk kind of quietly. I'm in the dressing room at a Nordstrom's.
Oh, okay.
It's a quiet place for me to do my lewd triple X sketches.
That's
and stuff. You know?
Weird. Okay.
But anyway, dude, I got the idea of a lifetime, bro.
All right, let's hear it.
You need to call the millions of Indian casinos here in California. Bro, they're everywhere.
Okay.
And it's not even fucking USA. It's like a sovereign nation for real.
That's
dude,
right.
You can get away with murder there. I mean, they hate police and white people and stuff. So
you can pretty much
you can say whatever you want.
Does that mean you can go into a casino and just murder people and you won't get in trouble? Or if they catch you, they won't call the cops. They'll just scalp you, you know, like Indians always do.
But, you know, hear me out.
I think that's how that works.
You don't like rambling and shit, but you could say that you recently married into the tribe and you got a roadkill deer. You want a gut and, you know, you need to ask them for their garden hose. You're out back, you know.
Okay.
And gutting this animal now that I'm married in your family. And, you know, I'm part of the tribe, so I'm going to do shit at the casino.
Okay, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, and,
also, I want, you know thousands of dollars because I'm an Indian now.
I hope you do it. Be pretty funny.
Give me your money.
So, oh, what? No, someone's in here. It's all right. But, yeah, you know, just lewd and disgusting.
That sounded believable.
On the property.
And yep.
Just, you know, call the reward.
All right. It's a 2-minute long voicemail. Thanks for the voicemail. I will do that right away. I will call up Indian casinos and say wacky things to them because what are they going to do? They're sovereign citizens.
Ding
apparently.
Timber. Ding timber.
Uh-oh.
I think
you're switching
it
up.
I enjoyed the good old days of ding timber. It was a good time that, but I think I was thinking, I know you hate it when people leave ideas on the voicemail, but I was thinking, what about when you were on the roof? Say you were installing barbed wire on the roof. Because, you know, everybody loves to get barbed wire on their roof so that nobody else climbs up.
Why wouldn't they?
I think that's a good idea to install some barbed wire.
That could be fun. So, tell an apartment complex that I was just trying to keep people off the roof. I didn't want people to get on the roof, so I'm putting up barbed wire.
How are you doing these days anyway, Brad? Bye.
All right, bye. I am going to do more Ding Timber calls this year, you guys. And I keep forgetting to talk to Axpa and Dwight about it, but really, we should try and extend Ding Timber just a little bit this year, because we got kind of a late start. So don't stop leaving notes. Keep leaving notes out there for us. It's been a hectic week this week. I mean, it's been a hectic month for me, but, you know, this week, Dwight didn't do a show on Saturday because he was hanging out with us in Chicago. And I don't know if Carlito did a show this past week. I'm sure he'll do one this week. Hopefully he does some car dings.
Hey, Roy. How's it going, buddy?
Hey, pretty good.
We're meeting up in Chicago.
What? Yeah, okay, you're going to set off my YouTube alarms, and I can't hear you anyway. You forgot to turn off your music. Something about Chicago. Thanks for the voicemail.
Hey, Brad.
Hey.
It's Tim Riggy.
Hey, Tim Riggy.
Show. How you doing? Listen, I was thinking about how funny Matt Hillock is. That fucking...
He's
that
all right.
Fucking, I'm a manager. I know we talked about this.
Did we?
It's so funny.
Yeah. It's okay.
I'm a manager.
I've heard funnier.
You're shit. That's so funny.
That's Matt.
I just want to give a shout out to Matt Hillock.
That was a good impression.
The funniest thing I've ever heard.
It was great.
Over your...
Good job, Tim Riggy.
Your shitty snowplow show.
Hey.
Cactus. Pia later. Texas cancer.
Cactus.
Tim Riggy. All right. Later. Bye.
Bye, Tim Riggy. Hope the hangover is not too terrible.
Hey, Roy. It's Bandit Mill Stripper. Hey, my way through hematology school, as usual.
What? I didn't hear that.
This is going to be a long voicemail. Sorry.
Crap.
But I wanted to give you kind of a warning.
Oh, shit.
A warning.
Crap.
That call that you got, or that phone call that Ira Garrett Jumping sent in.
Yeah.
Where the guy recognized you, or understood the shtick, and...
It was fake, right?
And related it to you. That seems cool, and it seems awesome, and it's like, yay!
Yeah.
But!
Yeah, it's the beginning of the end, right? I'm not going to be able to do prank calls anymore, because everyone's going to know what show it is. I'm getting too big, that's what you're going to say.
This is what it means, this is what you don't realize.
Yep, here we go.
It means that you're getting famous.
Yeah.
Means more people are learning.
I swear I didn't read ahead on the voicemail. I can't even see it because it's a tiny window. I figured that out all by myself that
you.
He was going to say that.
And that means, eventually, given a long enough timeline, with you doing your thing, you're not going to be able to call people anymore.
Oh, sure, I will.
Everybody will know who you are.
There's always somebody.
You'll be like an international celebrity, and you'll be like, hi, this is Brad, or hi, this is Roy, I dinged your car, and they'll just be like, ha ha ha, oh my god, I love the snowplow show. So in essence,
it'll be like when listeners give me their own phone number for a carding number.
You're prank calling yourself out of a job.
Crap.
I don't know what the solution would be.
Yeah, just to quit forever, probably.
Just
maybe I should take a 10-year break or something.
Just think about it. The bigger you get, the less you'll be able to do your thing.
Yeah, it's gonna suck. Gonna be terrible if I have to quit doing prank calls by the time I'm 60. Whatever will I do?
Hey, boy. What's going on, Brad?
Hey. 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Yep. Can't hear you. Alright, bye. Thanks for playing copyrighted music on the voicemail. I hope you weren't saying anything too important. That's the last voicemail. Thanks for the voicemails, everybody. And thank you for listening to the Snowplow Show. Sorry that I've been doing so many less shows these past few weeks. I'm going to make it up to you guys in October. I'm going to do nonstop shows in October. At least that's what I'm saying now. I probably won't deliver, but you know, that's my plan. At least I'm planning to make up for it in October. But at least some of you are getting caught up on the show. That's a good thing, right? Hey, before we get going, remember a few shows ago, I think when I was still in Oregon, I told everyone that they should go over to iTunes and leave reviews for the PLA podcasts, or wherever else you can leave reviews and ratings and stuff for podcasts. I don't know where else you can. I assume you can somehow on the Google Store thing, Google Podcasts, but I couldn't find a way to do it because we got to get up there in the rankings on the iTunes, and I happen to still have iTunes open right now because I was on the Party Time show earlier today talking to Laugh Track Matt and Zax about the Chicago meetup, and Matt mentioned that he was surprised that they were, I think, number 12 on the iTunes prank call charts, which is pretty crazy since they haven't updated their feed since April. But number 4 on the prank call charts on iTunes is Mr. Dabalina's Wonderful World of Prank Calls. And I said if you guys left some ratings and reviews, I would read them, as long as they were nice, because, you know, I don't want to, like, have my feelings hurt. So there's a few of them here. August 24th, Eric L. says, this podcast is an introduction to and or best of the Phone Losers of America pranks over the years. If you are new to PLA shenanigans or pranking in general, start here. Some guy named King Richard says total ripoff of the Snowplow Show, but he still gives it 5 stars. He says, who does this guy think he's kidding? Mr. Dabalina's impression of Brad is close, but there's just no replacing him and the Snowplow Show. If I was Brad, I'd sue this guy for $1 million. Otherwise, a very funny show. Thanks for that, King Richard. And then the most recent one is Essential Phone Calls. Frank Rizzo is pretty good with the phone machines, but Roy or RBCP is king. That's from MX Rebo. Probably pronouncing that weird name wrong. And then, I have not looked at the other shows. I think some of my shows have slipped down in the ranks because I have to go down to like the 4th line to see the Snowplow Show prank call podcast. It says I have 14 ratings and reviews and only 3, 4... Oh yeah, there's a few that are new. The most recent one is King Richard. Brad said he'd fire me from the corporate office if I didn't leave a 5-star review. Thank you, King Richard. And that was a contractually obligated review, as the title. Eric.L says, obey the cactus. The cactus is good. This is the best prank call show, period. I've been consuming various forms of Brad's content for about 15 years because I'm a creepy internet stalker. I mean, because it's hilarious. Ba-dum-tsh. Thanks, Eric L. A guy named Old Head Mick says, the best show out there for prank calls, coming straight out of Roy, New Mexico, in the PLA Situation Room. Don't miss this. And I think I already read this other one. Don't forget to try the Cactus Mojito by Brian is already taken. Yeah, I think I read that one. So that was the Snowplow Show feed. What's the other one? The Phone Losers feed. The longest running feed on iTunes. Of mine on iTunes, I mean. I think that one is way down on the list. Here it is. And I've got to find Brad's Cactus Shack too, don't I? Yes, there is a whole 1 review on the PLA channel. Amazing, super funny, original. Ouch, I hurt my finger on a cactus. That's from Paul W-S-Z-E-W. Paul Wazoo, I guess. That's it. There's other ones, but they're older. So thanks, Paul, for that. I will go back every once in a while and check to see if there's any new ones, and maybe I will read them on the show. So leave wacky reviews on iTunes and other services, and also tell me about those other sites so I know where to read reviews from. Oh look, another review by King Richard on Brad's Cactus Shack. He says, I'm at work and writing reviews for all of Brad's podcasts. I'm pretty sure he should be paying me for this. But Brad is an interesting fellow. He should write another book. But Cactus Shack is the next best thing. Stop looking at me. Thanks, King Richard. Is that everything? I think that's everything. I don't think I have any iTunes up for anything else right now. So that's it. That's the end of today's show. Thank you, Nikish and Stan Trucker and Cody No Name and B.I. Eber for life and King Richard for supporting this show at patreon.com/phonelosers and being sponsors of this episode.
Circle K, Pam speaking.
Hello, ma'am. It's Roy Gerbell.
Yes?
I'm calling you from the corporate cell.
Okay.
There's a problem you need to know. Your system's down and the network's slow.
Oh, great.
Every time you make a sale, the board lights up and the hard drive fails. But don't worry, we can make it stop. Head to the back and find the breaker box. Okay, now just you listen.
Do what you're told.
You need to flip all the switches.
All of them?
We're resetting the system.
I'm scared to do this.
Flip all the switches. We'll fix this now. We need your help. This is a part of working in retail.
Okay, then.
Don't you worry, we're almost through. Open the door, label panel 2. Okay, now just you listen.
We gotta do this now?
You need to flip all the switches.
All of these in front of me?
We're resetting the system.
Well, what system are you trying to reset?
Flip all the switches. I know you hear alarms going on.
Am I supposed to be doing this?
And you think you need to call your boss. Customers keep coming in. Keep your focus and please ignore them. This is the worst problem I've ever seen.
Oh, great.
Now it's affecting all of the machines. We've got one last chance to gain control.
Hold on then.
Find the door labeled 900 volts. Okay, now just you listen.
I signed your paycheck.
You need to flip all the switches. We're resetting the system.
that's gonna shut the whole store down.
Flip all the switches. It's okay, ma'am. The lights went out.
Whoop, there went the light.
The circuit's waiting for another route.
I can't see anything.
Keep flipping all the breakers down the road.
4, 5.
Oh shit,
six.
You're on a cordless spa.
Hello? Now do I turn them back on?
Yes, ma'am, you turn them back on.
Hold on, then.
Every time you turn one on, you have to tell me that you turn it on. You have to say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay, it looks like everything's back on.
I'm checking the board now, and as a matter of fact, some of the lights are now turned from red to green, so it's actually working.
And I'm green on that
it
side?
Looks like, yes, ma'am, it's a very successful job. You've done a very good job. Have yourself a cup of coffee on the house.
I've worked here for over a year, and I've never had anybody call me in the middle of the night and have me do that. So
it happens from time to time, ma'am. It rarely happens, but it does happen.
Okay, so all of my computers and everything will all come back up and everything?
It might take about 2 or 3 hours, but they will come back up.
Okay, then, so it's okay for us to hang up then?
Yeah.
Hang up the fucking piece of phone, you piece of shit.
You hang up your piece of phone first.